past weekend. As you know, Edith and I worked the Salt Light Ministry once a month, you know, at our little church in Perth Amboy. But we're taking it to another level now. I went to this apologetics conference at Southern Evangelistic Seminary, met some very interesting Christian intellectuals. One in particular, I met a gentleman named J. Warner Wallace. He was a committed atheist. He is a cold case homicide detective, now a born again Christian. And he wrote the book entitled Cold Case Christianity, A Homicide Detective Investigates the Claims of the Gospel. And basically what he did, he took all of the principles that he uses as a cold case homicide detective to investigate the claims of Christianity, and came to faith and faith as a result of his expertise of solving cold case homicides. So I met him, and he was really a blessing, along with another gentleman named Frank Turek, who wrote the book. He wrote it along with Norman Geisler, two books, one entitled I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist, and the other book, Stealing from God. So I met these gentlemen, and I'm taking the material that I learned at this apologetics conference to take it to the next step. I'm going to be talking about it Sunday when we do our regular monthly Salt Light presentation at the church, to move into this whole area of, as you said when you came up with the term evangelistics. So I'm pumped about that, because I am convinced until the body of Christ learns how to be able to do apologetics, which I'm an evangelist, so I see the fit there. But until we learn how to do apologetics, not only to believe, but the reasons why we believe, to shoot down all opposing arguments and things that rise themselves up above the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So I'm pumped on some of the new ideas that the Lord is showing us.
Amen to that.